approach birth wanting to do it naturally. And this is not to knock anyone who wants to use medication or anything like that. My whole thing, forever and always, is please trust yourself and do what's best for you. And so what was best for me is to prepare for birth, prepare for a natural birth. And I did that with hypnobirthing. I did that by just learning as much as I can about a hospital birth and the ways in which I can support myself and my partner and baby in having a hopefully zero intervention birth. So no medication, no pressure to speed up the birth, just really allowing, like we were saying before about the body, letting my body do what it knows how to do and really getting out of the way, which leaves medical professionals not much to do. But I wanted to prepare and be able to communicate my needs and preferences as it relates to my vision for birth. And the process of preparing for those conversations and establishing those preferences taught me more than I ever thought it would. I am someone who is definitely a recovering people pleaser and is also someone who gets a little nervous about being so clear on my preferences for fear of what other people will think, how it'll make them feel. Do they agree? Do they not agree? I've gotten better over the years, but I really feel like this birth will be an initiation to a whole other stratosphere of standing by what I desire and what I believe. And I'm really excited for it, but it hasn't come without a bit of just like old patterning around saying how I feel and asking for what I want. And so I just encourage you, if you are at a point or a precipice where you are really being called to more clearly define what is important to you, what your preferences are, what you desire in life, to the people around you, most likely the people that care about you, most likely the people that you see most often or who are influences in your life or daily goings on. Just know that your ability to do this and practice this will create a completely different reality. Your ability to practice communicating your preferences, embodying your values, and very much being so present that you're able to establish what's important to you in the moment is going to not only shake things up, because people will be like, oh, okay, this is new from you, which they will get over. But most importantly, this will just put you in a position to not be at the mercy of your own submission around people. And I think for me, it's been an incredible test within the Western medical system. And again, I have respect for it, but I am also a crunchy ass soon-to-be mom. And I like a little balance. So it's been a test. I recently had my birth preferences meeting with our OB and his wife, whom I love them both. I love them both. They're so quirky and have been so amazing and accommodating and open to my questions around more holistic approaches, around my preferences. But in this birth meeting, I'll eventually share my birth preferences with y'all. I shared like this 3-page document of all of my birth preferences. And It was 3 pages because I felt like I had to be as thorough and as clear as possible. And when you know, in my case, I want to give birth in a hospital, and I also want to just be very clear about what I don't want, what I do want, how I ideally would love for things to flow. Granted, I do know that you have to prepare for the unexpected. I get that, but you can also have preferences and you can also have expectations. Both of those things can be true. So I've had a lot of people say, sometimes the plan doesn't go according to plan. I'm like, totally. I agree. I've been there. Life's like that. And going into this experience, I feel it necessary and more than acceptable that I have preferences, that I have expectations. Because I really believe that my training for this and my mindset around this is going to bring me as close to that experience as possible. I really believe that. Anyway, so in sharing these preferences with my doctor and his wife, who is the nurse at the office, while they were overall supportive and understanding and accommodating, I did feel like there were points in which they were like, yeah, okay, but, you know, I just want to say that, for example, I just don't want to be asked about like how much pain I'm in. The hypnobirthing method, there's a total relanguaging that happens in the hypnobirthing method where it's not really about pain, it's about sensation. And while I know that sounds like a little like, okay, to reprogram the mind in this way absolutely affects the physical. So I am a true believer. And so I was just like, hey, I don't want to be asked about my pain like every 20 minutes. I will let you know if I need pain management, but we're going to stick to just intensity or sensation. Like, I just don't want to be asked about pain. And she was like, well, you know, like so the nurses might say the word pain. And I was like, okay. Like, they're human beings and they are used to 95% of patients like being super easy and just doing whatever they're told. And I'm like the 5% coming in and being like, I have preferences around these certain things. And I don't think it's like a very hard preference to request and maybe adhere to. But what I felt in that moment was part of why I had not expressed my preferences in the past in life, where it made someone else feel uncomfortable, where it was outside someone else's comfort zone. And I was really proud of myself in that moment because I said to her, I get that. I'm not asking for perfection. I'm not asking for them to be stressed about the types of words they're using. But I want them to be aware of this preference because I am someone who has trained for this and has trained to manage this intense sensation and to bring me out of what I will be in basically deep meditation, hypnosis, whatever you want to call it, to be brought out of it and just ask like, okay, where's your pain? 1 to 10, tell me, where is it? Like, is not helpful. And it's actually not helpful for anything that they need to be doing because I'm not going to be using any pain interventions or anything like that.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose. And follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.